And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, by Mira al-Rahim.
Imagine a rubber ball. Imagine a rubber ball bouncing. Now, the first time the ball hits the ground is the incident. And the bouncing that follows is just the echo, momentum. And I'm able to keep the momentum going for a little bit longer, that's all. Just long enough.
First got in there, started looking around and didn't find anything. You get that kind of sinking feeling. Time went on. I'll never forget the tip that there was crates buried, hidden in the Euphrates River. Safe. Maybe these are them. Frogmen and there was nothing there. And so, I felt terrible about it. And, on the other hand, those reports did point out that Saddam Hussein was very dangerous, that he had the capacity to make weapons, that, and I'm convinced that if he were in power today, the world would be a lot worse off. I wish we'd have found weapons of mass destruction. But I think somebody's going to look back someday and say, thank goodness the United States believed in the universality of freedom and liberated 25 million people and gave the Iraqis a chance to have their own free society.
Okay, fly. North Sandwich. Short period of pending.
أيُّ إذعانٍ يُجيء سطوه نحو الوجود؟ هذا الوجود ثاقباً طريقه نحو العدم، موغلاً في التيهتي يحسبه الظمآن. قبل أن ينكشف السراب،
أي إذعان
قبل أن يلجى الدجى
يجيء بسطوه
يومد الكون بالعبث والفناء. أي سر ينضوي فيما تبقى من زمان، تنجلي عنه الغشاوة حين ينقشع الغمام.
Speechless humility of a creature worming its way through the void on which no man could lay claim,
but only enter
and become lost.
And become lost among a torrent blooming with laughter, signaling its birth, which must be received with indifference.
Which must be received with indifference.
Our blazing end nullifies in
silence.
What dint
in the secret heliotropism of the past?
Residues whose penumbra cannot last as you burn away the noon of the eye to the ground and start violently
in the direction of the other ledge.
Itself in a corridor of anonymous sniggering. These syllables offer a kind of deliverance
so close
it burns with certainty that this is the moment in which the past engorges its own secret of totality with ruptures.
Thank you.
and The Sea Gave Up the Dead Which Were in It was produced by Mira Al-Rahim. It airs for the first time here on Constellations. Mira sent us some thoughts about putting this piece together.
My intention behind the piece was to create a sonic landscape that reflects the nature of 21st century ambient warfare. There's things like the bush tape, the former half of the piece, the audio from the F-16 fighter jet to ground control, about like two quarters of a way in, and then the audio overlaying that, which was the original audio from Operation Shock and Awe, which is the inaugural bombing campaign that America conducted over Baghdad at the beginning of the invasion in 2003. And I subjected that to more effects than I can even remember right now, and sort of like laid it on top of everything that was happening under it. The objective of part one was to create a moment of crisis. I don't think there's one point throughout this whole process when I listened to the audio from the F-16 fighter jet to ground control where my hands like didn't become clammy and my heart rate didn't like jump. It continues to like constantly have like an effect on me that's very visceral and physiological. And I really happened upon that tape very randomly. And I'm grateful that I did, because it fits really well in and it does exactly what I need it to do. And part two I really saw as marking a destructive break with part one. I really needed it to be a sonic palate cleanser. I brought in the poetry and all sorts of different recordings, some of which I had taken 2 years ago, that I took another listen to recently and found a home for in this tape. And it's a personal piece in many ways, because I had a lot of family members, Iraqi family members, who in 2003 welcomed the invasion with open arms. And I have always struggled to kind of reconcile that. I was very young when the invasion happened. So it's only as I became older and started reading about it and something like Naomi Klein's Shock Doctrine is really seminal in crafting my understanding of this moment in history. But I feel a lot of sort of shame and regret that this was the attitude people in my family took towards the invasion at the time. And I think I really need this opportunity to kind of flush out all those emotions. Of course, the piece extends beyond that, but I can't shake how personal this piece is for me.
Thank you, Mira. Mira Al-Rahim is an audio producer currently working at Brick Arts and Media in Brooklyn, New York, where she edits their tri-weekly local news and culture show, 112 BK. Her forays into the world of transmission arts are just beginning, and she is very excited. We at Constellations are as well. More from all of us in 2 weeks. Until then, stay starry-eared, friends.